Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And welcome back to the Steve Jones Show. Steve in the Sunbury Motors studio today, and this week we're featuring a Sunbury Motors vehicle that's a 2015 Edge. The Titanium Edition has already been taken off the lot. The one that we talked about earlier this week, that has been sold, but there are a few more 2015 Edges that are available. You can check out sunburymotors.com for the details on which ones you can still get your hands on. And right now, it is a very good time to do it. 0% financing for 72 months. 0% financing, 72 months. Plus, you're going to get a grand back. So, in essence, you're going to get money for a deposit, no payments, and no cost to use, you know, Ford's money to, you know, buy the car in 5 years.
I like using Ford's money, don't you?
Yeah. I think that's a great deal. Check out the info at sunburymotors.com or visit them in person in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza in Sunbury.
The NFL claims when it comes to Chris Borland that they don't want a player retiring to avoid a drug test and then decide, you know, I think I'll retire. Sorry, I have a real issue here with this. If you retire, you no longer work there. I mean, that would be the equivalent of working at Wise Markets and saying, you know, I retire, and then for a month you're not working, and they show up and go, hey, we have a cup.
We'd like you to take a test, please.
Borland says, quote, I really don't trust the NFL. So what Borland did was this. He drove to Green Bay and administered the test in the Wisconsin trainer's room. Or he drove from Green Bay to Madison. It was done in the Wisconsin trainer's room. Then he hired a private firm for $150 to test him independently. Both tests, by the way, came back. Guess what? Negative. The concussion issue is the biggest issue the NFL faces in the next 10 years. The first concussion lawsuit, I think most every expert tells you they got out of that cheaply. They may not get out of the next one the same way. And he read the book. What was the name of the book you read? League of Denial. And he reached out to several people who appeared in the book League of Denial. One was Robert Stern, neurology professor at Boston University. And BU is one of the top when it comes to studying chronic traumatic injuries, CTE. They say that over the past decade, the disease, CTE, has been found in the brains of 87 out of the 91 dead NFL players who were examined. 87 out of 91. In late February, a BU-hosted consensus conference concluded that CTE is a distinct neurodegenerative disease found only in patients who experience brain trauma. Of course, the NFL's rejected that for years. Borland goes on, I'm concerned to the point of contemplating retirement despite only playing 1 year in the pros. Borland wrote Stern an email. They arranged to speak by phone on March 13th. According to Borland, Stern told him that he could already have brain damage that might manifest itself later, damage that could worsen as a result of 1,000 or 1,500 hits every fall for 10 years. Stern says he also cautioned Borland that the science was limited. He said that if there was an increased risk of him not being able to play with his kids, he didn't want to take that risk. Borland says his conversation with Stern sealed his decision. He retired later in the day. Borland told Stern that he hoped to use his experience to help science. He says his participation in concussion research has become a big part of his journey to find a meaningful role for himself after football. And obviously, someone like him would be highly coveted as a research subject. One of the first post-retirement stops was a meeting with Stern. This is going to be a weird day for you, Stern told Borland as he began his day of testing April 30th at the BU School of Medicine. Stern has had a complicated relationship with the NFL. I think almost everyone seems to. Stern, who once accused the league of a cover-up, now says that he has a pending application for a $17 million CTE study funded by the NFL through the National Institute of Health. And Stern says that he himself was actually floored by the decision by Borland to quit. And Stern finally said, okay, well, I guess better safe than sorry. And Borland said, exactly. They took Borland to a separate room where a graduate assistant peppered him with questions about his employment and concussion history. Borland said previously that he had two diagnosed concussions, one that knocked him out during an eighth-grade soccer match and another while playing football in his sophomore year at Archbishop Alter. And that would mean he wouldn't have had any at Wisconsin, according to this, or with the 49ers. Some people, he says, have the misconception that concussions occur only after you black out when you get hit to the head or to your body, the graduate assistant told him. But in reality, concussions have occurred any time you've had any symptoms for a period of time. She ticked them off: blurred vision, seeing stars, sensitivity to light, noise, headaches, dizziness. Based on the definition, how many concussions do you think you've had? Borland paused. He says, I don't know. 30? The exam lasted most of the day up at BU. Stern contacted him later. He told Borland that BU could detect no current effects from his decade of playing tackle football. He's gone to exams at UCLA and Johns Hopkins. He also went to Orange County, California to see Dr. Daniel Amen at the Amen Clinic in Costa Mesa. He's treated hundreds of NFL players, many of whom swear by him. Methods are unproven, though some people in the medical community regard him as a quack Borland wanted to see him for himself. Of course, here's the problem. TV, of course, sees him do this, and they show up in droves. So he goes in there, and he was trailed by cameras for a show that Amen, wearing black jeans, a black T-shirt, pancake makeup, was apparently trying to sell the TV. The medical exam included a visit to the clinic's director of research, a UCLA neurobiology PhD, and a former model, whom Amen said initially included in his NFL study to attract subjects. She slipped a rubber cap over Borland's head to measure his brain's electricity activity. As the cameras rolled, Amen's wife, Tana, dressed in a red cocktail dress, declared to a bemused Borland, "What I really want to say to you is, you are a brain warrior. You are a brain warrior." This is getting more bizarre as we go, isn't it, Kev?
That's for sure.
Borland says one of his problems is he's very polite, eager to be helpful. Thus, he finds himself sometimes in uncomfortable situations. 2 weeks after he visited Amen, Borland drove the 2 hours from the Bay Area to Sacramento to participate in a fundraiser for a paralyzed summer pro player. He found himself in the middle of a sad pep rally, oddly showcasing potential concussion remedies while celebrating the sport that causes the injury. So Borland wondered whether he was the only one attending the event who saw its irony. He says, "You don't have to promote the game to help people who have been hurt by it," he said. Part of the confusion is that even though he walked away from the NFL, football people, fans, players, coaches, still consider him to be one of them. I find it inconceivable that someone who was so tough and played the game so hard, which he did, doesn't buy into the hype, which Borland somewhat derisively calls the overwhelming tide of marketing about how great and how awesome football is. Borland scoffs at the oft-repeated cliches about football's unique ability to impart wisdom. He said, "It's too bad that Gandhi never played football." No, you're wrong. He's in Philadelphia.
I knew
he
that
said
was
one
coming.
Afternoon, he said, maybe he said he would have picked up some valuable lessons. No, oh, broke up a fight yesterday. I know he's a great story. He walks 5 miles through the snow to the NovaCare Center every day.
When he was a kid.
Borlands are a tight-knit family of independent thinkers. Chris went through childhood known as Little Borland, quiet, shy, but also freakishly athletic and physical. "He came out ready to fight," says Joe Borland, a U.S. Army JAG officer who was 12 years older than his brother. Dad forbade the boys to play tackle football until they turned 14, partly out of concerns about concussions. "I was always big on technique and fundamentals," he says. Guess what? His son picked up on it. His son was an excellent, fundamentally sound linebacker. Chris played basketball and soccer through eighth grade, excelling against older boys, but he wanted more contact. Once he gets a taste of football, he's going to love it, his brother said. Goes to Archbishop Alter. Borland loved to hit, but he was also known for improvisational genius. Played running back almost exclusively till his senior year. Then his coach created the Borland rule, installing him on defense as a rover whenever opposing teams crossed the 50-yard line. Orleans' most memorable play, still a local legend, was against Fairmont, Alter's crosstown rival. On third and short, he launched himself over the line, a lot like LeVar Arrington, and turned a somersault in midair and pulled the running back down from behind as his feet hit the ground. The play has been viewed 222,000 times on YouTube. He was ignored by top Division I schools. They thought he was small and unremarkable. Ohio State was 80 miles up Interstate 70, but the Buckeyes weren't interested in neither really was Borland interested in them. He pinned his hopes on Wisconsin, his grandfather's school. Joe took control of his little brother's recruiting to bulk Chris up. Joe put him through a modified version of the Brian Urlacher workout program. He shuttled him to camps. He handed out highlight DVDs to recruiters. Brett Bielema, now at Arkansas, who was the coach of Wisconsin, when Borland showed up at camp in Madison, I sat and watched him for 3 days. He must have made 20 interceptions and made every play known to man, punted the ball 60 yards, kicked 30-yard field goals. I just sat there with my jaw dropped. When the camp ended, Bielema invited Borland, his brother Joe, and their sister Sarah to his office. When Bielema offered Borland a scholarship, Borland leaped out of his chair to hug the startled coach. Borland, of course, would later walk away for millions, but at that time he was so excited to play football, it meant everything to him. So this is how much the guy loved the game. But then he comes to this conclusion, he walks away after a year. Why did they make him take a drug test a month later? What kind of league does that? Right now, the NFL is its own worst enemy. And we're seeing it in a lot of ways. The league was absolutely on top of everything when the Steelers played the Packers in the Super Bowl. I know you don't like to talk about that game. It was after that game the lockout occurred. Lockout did some damage to the NFL, but then they settled it. When they settled it and it was long-term, it looked like this league, with new TV contracts, a new labor contract, was absolutely unstoppable. And then what started stopping the NFL in terms of its Shangri-La existence in the media? The Ray Rice case. And they've had nothing but bad publicity, great TV ratings, but nothing but bad publicity since. Ray Rice, Ray McDonald, Greg Hardy, Adrian Peterson, the Deflategate thing, and now this story. That's six big ones in 16 months. Oh, and by the way, putting Junior Seau into the Hall of Fame brought up the concussion issue again. Back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Well, so far in our poll, Mike Schmidt has 500,000 votes. Chase Utley has one.
No. What poll are you looking at?
One you put up. I just looked at the results.
One.
Yeah, he does. He has one vote. Where'd that come from? Mike Schmidt has 500,000.
There's nothing wrong with Schmidt.
He's the greatest player in the history of the franchise.
I don't have any problem with Mike Schmidt. Mike Schmidt's the reason I'm a Phillies fan. I was a Pirates fan growing up. My family lived in Pittsburgh.
And they were winning, and I only follow winners.
Well, if that's the case, I never would have become a Phillies fan.
Oh, you're just...
I mean, don't get me wrong. In the early days of being a Phillies fan, it was good. And then it just kind of disappeared.
Ah, the music. The Shamokin Dam Orchestra. Always following winners.
Winning.
Jack Ham, third team Football Writers Association of America linebacker. I texted him, congrats. He says, on what?
What do I win?
You win another year with me.
I'm not sure that's a prize.
That's exactly what he'd tell you. He called me up today, and I said, whoa, Yoda.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, keywords 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. We are getting, what, tomorrow night should be the first high school scrimmages, right?
A lot of them are Saturday, but there's a few of them that are tomorrow night, yes. Two-a-days are almost through the first week. Some classes actually have already started. But you're right. Scrimmage number one will happen this weekend.
So who does Shikalimi have first on the scrimmage schedule?
That's a great question. I want to say Southern, but I'm not sure if that's right.
Okay, so this is the team you broadcast for.
Well, I don't get a chance to see the scrimmages very often.
Why not? They don't let you in?
They are at the same time as other scrimmages.
Oh, I forgot. Why don't you just take the tape and just go through the tape with your kid like you always do? And then
actually, that's what I'll do with the Shikalimi scrimmage.
You know, destroy him mentally and then move on.
Yeah, that's what I'll do with the Shikalimi scrimmage. I'll watch the tape, but
you watch the Shikalimi scrimmage, then destroy your own kid mentally? Is that even
no,
anything?
No. No, I'll destroy him mentally on the way home from the scrimmage. Then I'll watch the Shikalimi scrimmage, and I'll get the best of both worlds that way.
Great.
I do not watch games well. I have an issue with that.
You know what? I have no issue with watching games. When my sons played, whether it was football or basketball, I was kind of locked in on what they were doing in the whole thing, and then. You know, and that's how I watched. But no. Going to other games and watching other games I've been to other games. I remember I went to an Oklahoma SMU game one time, an Alabama-Colorado game one time, Blockbuster Bowl, whatever, and just went because, you know, I was near there at the time. So, hey, let's all go. It'll be great. We'll get your pass. I'm like, okay, fine. Yeah. And it was okay. Now, you know, when you're actually broadcasting games, you know, and people say, well, do you run through your head what you'd say in the air? No. I never do that. Nope.
I only do that for the beginning.
Beginning of what?
The beginning of the broadcast.
Okay, you lost me on that one.
You said that you don't. You know, people ask you if you think about what you're going to say, and you said no. And I said, I only do that for the beginning of the broadcast.
No, I mean, if when I'm watching a game, do I think what I would say?
Okay.
And I said, no, I just sit there.
Yeah, I don't watch games well in person.
What, do you pace a lot, or?
Yeah, a little bit. No, I'm not really pacing. It's just I'm watching it differently than I watch it any other game. I'm focused on one particular player and not an entire game.
Yeah, but he hardly ever plays. So I mean,
oh, wow. I mean, it might be true, but still.
This year, don't forget that we will have for you Milton football on WMLP. We'll have Shikellamy football here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Sealands Grove is going to be on Eagle 107, along with, by the way, Bucknell football. And 94KX is going to have Lewisburg football.
Actually, Lewisburg is on 100.9.
100.9. My apologies. 100.9. That one's on me. 100.9. We'll have Lewisburg football. So we'll have the same lineup as last year, same fine announcers, and go from there. And the opener is 2 weeks from tomorrow night. 2 weeks from tomorrow night. And you know what's great about opening night?
Everything.
Everybody has a chance.
I wasn't you know going there this time.
You know what's bad about midnight on opening night? Half the teams no longer have a chance. They were done. We're finished.
I just got word that Justin Wilson will be at the Janet Wise Children's Hospital tomorrow, IndyCar driver.
Oh, very nice. That's good. I like, you know, over the years, the drivers have done a great job. As you know, my son Chris was, who, by the way, turned 25 yesterday, and all the surgeries he's had in his lifetime and how well he's doing now. I remember the number of athletes that came through, and among them was they had the race at Loudoun, New Hampshire was going on, Denny Hamlin coming through. And, you know, everybody just, you know. He couldn't have been nicer, more gracious, you know. So it's great. It's great Justin Wilson's doing that. That's very important. It's very important. It's amazing just showing up someplace can be a big boost to people. Big boost.
Well, and Friday is a busy day. I mean, they'll have practice in the afternoon and everything. And Justin Wilson with his sponsor actually is Boy Scouts of America. On his car.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. And how long do you practice?
It was last year because he switched teams this year. Sorry about that. Nice. Didn't want to erroneously give you information that way.
There isn't a single person out there that really was worried about it. None. And 2 weeks from Friday is the opener for high school football. 2 weeks from Saturday, I mean, we're just 16 days away now. Penn State football opens the season with Temple. And 3 weeks from tonight, the Patriots and Steelers open the season. 3 weeks from tonight.
Without Tom Brady.
I would think you'd have to say that the odds of him playing have gone to under 10% now. I just can't imagine. I mean, the judge can only rule one way or the other. The judge cannot pick a number in between. He can't say, all right, here's my ruling. He's suspended for two games. He can't do that. He either upholds the suspension and the right of Roger Goodell to suspend him, or he takes it away. So it's either four games or none. Based on what the judge wants to rule. So I would think his odds of playing the opener, I mean, your gut feeling's got to be it's less than 10%. It just doesn't seem like it's going in a direction of him playing. How about that?
And again, it is wrong. The punishment does not fit the alleged crime. But I'm more than happy that he's not going to play in week one.
Well, I look at it as the situation is absurd. The number of games is absurd. There's just elements of it that are absurd across the board. But you got to go by what they say. And so if that's what they say, and you have to abide by it. You can't defy the court. You know, Jimmy Garoppolo starts, he starts. But to me, I don't even know if that game's on the board in Vegas. Is it?
I know they took it off the board at one point.
Well, they took it off the board at one time, but I don't know if it's back on or not.
I'm going to check that out. That's a great question. I would think that they would have to have that somewhere on the, that line somewhere soon.
Right. Yeah, you would think they would have to. The second preseason games this week, Steelers third. I think the Steelers would treat the fourth preseason game as if they were playing the third.
So, in other words, watch next week. That's your suggestion.
Week. Yeah, next week's the big week. And Penn State football, it's a one-a-day today. It's two tomorrow. So you know in advance, James Franklin is not scheduled to be on the show tonight. All right, so, but Dwight Gault, strength and conditioning coach, is scheduled to be one of the three guests. So is Erica Walsh, women's soccer, and Andy Frank, who's the director of player personnel, which is essentially recruiting, is going to be a part of the show tonight. So that's the way it's scheduled tonight.
Odd Shark has the opening game as 37-31.5 New England. So New England is still New England is a 6.5-point favorite.
I think if he doesn't play, that number goes down to one.
I think it definitely. I think Pittsburgh becomes the favorite. The defense is still a little skeptical. Is still a little suspect. No, but the offense isn't.
No. Home field's worth three. Okay. The game's in Foxborough. The game's in Foxborough, and I know you think your defense is better.
No, I did not say that. I said the defense is suspect. I said the offense, though, will put points on the board. I do agree with taking the over in this game, though. Right now, the over is 48.5.
Yeah, I have no Le'Veon Bell, though.
That is a little bit of an issue. He looked really good against the Jags in that first series. And Williams didn't look awful, but you know, there's definitely a difference. I mean, you can't take Williams and split him out.
He always looks good. Le'Veon Bell is, to me, I don't think there's any question about this. He's the best all around back in football, period. He does everything well. Catches the ball, runs great routes, great blocker, dynamic running back. Fabulous. Who suggested before that draft they should pick him? I'm trying to think.
I don't know.
Who was that? And who said, really?
I don't think I said. I said the only question I had is, can he keep hold of the football? And he's done that well. For the most part.
You're such a Debbie Downer. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Dave in Sunbury. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Steve.
How are you?
Okay. Feeling much better.
Good. Glad to hear it.
Still waiting to hear from Dick from Milton.
Oh, he'll get to you. He's a good man.
Yeah. Listen, so I called you about that trade that the Dodgers made. I still don't understand that.
The one for Chase Utley?
Yeah.
Well, Howie Kendrick went down with a hamstring.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, how long he's out, who knows. You know, you get a professional hitter who can hit from the left-hand side.
True.
That gives you options there that already is in sync with Jimmy Rollins as a double play combination. And you see exactly what you can get out of an older player down the stretch, and maybe the scent of playing in the playoffs kicks him into another gear. Essentially, your organization did not give up much to get him. They gave up two decent prospects, but they are not anywhere near the top prospects in the organization.
Yeah, well, they're just starting to make wheeling and dealing and stuff. And I said, why just get your farm system like some of the teams that have them but they don't have to go out and wheeling and dealing, to be honest.
Well,
that
but Dave,
time.
I mean, but yeah, it takes a little bit of time. I mean, without question, where they need help is in the bullpen. They don't really need tremendous help with the offense. The bullpen needs help. Their bullpen is just awful.
You got that right. If it wouldn't be for the starters going the 7 to 9 innings, they're helping them out, you know.
Oh, exactly. I mean, maybe they're going to bring Utley in as a left-handed reliever. I don't know.
I enjoyed the levity, okay?
Yeah, no problem. Hey, one day, last night, I had on the Spikes broadcast, I had to do the Major League Baseball scoreboard, and I mentioned the Utley trade. Yeah. And I said, 2020 Williamsport manager Chase Utley was dealt today.
Well,
Kevin would be a season ticket holder.
Hi, yeah, Chase, I would think about bags? It.
Can I carry your bags, please?
Steve, maybe I'll bump into you next Saturday.
Look forward to it.
Because we're going up, a bunch of the guys from the church are going up for the Spikes game.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
So maybe
stop
we'll
by, say hi.
Okay.
I hope so, my friend. 800-795-9565. Back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
0-66.
The winning play is at Sunbury Motors Kia.
0% financing for 66 months.
Sunbury Motors Kia has the winning play with 0% APR financing for 66 months. Why pay interest when you can drive away in any new Kia with 0% financing? Choose from 2015 Kia Fortes, Optimas, Souls, Cadenzas, Sedonas, Sportages, and 2016 Serenos. Sunbury Motors Kia has every color and every option available. Plus, every new Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Ask yourself, why pay interest on a new vehicle? Come to Sunbury Motors Kia now and pay 0% APR for 66 months. Owning a brand new Kia is more affordable than ever at Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip in Hummel's Wharf and at sunburymotors.com.
0-66.
Connect financing to well-qualified customers through KMF. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Well, the Chris Borland story is one of the stories that I think bear watching by anyone who loves the game of football. Because you retire after 1 year, and it's more than just retiring after 1 year. It's also how they ended up trading him. How dare you? How dare I what? My life. There's almost been anger as to how he's been treated. So, that one bears watching, because I think the concussion issue is the biggest issue the NFL faces. You can talk about collective bargaining, contracts, all you want, money. But the concussion issue is a huge one for them to deal with. It's you know, you see practices are so different now than they used to be. You know, I sit there and I watch a Penn State practice. The Penn State practice I sat there and watched 15, 16 years ago when I'd be standing there. You know, Joe was always pretty good about, you know, figuring out when to throttle down and so forth. But, you know, I mean, Tuesday was always a pretty good hit day. You know, Wednesday, they'd start throttling down. There'd be a little bit. There'd be none. Joe would not hit at all on Thursday. And Friday, they had off 9 times out of 10. Monday it was just no pads and just helmets on, and there was no hitting on Monday either. So they'd play Saturday, would not hit Sunday. Would not hit Monday. They'd hit Tuesday, throttle down, and do a little bit of hitting Wednesday. No hitting Thursday. No practice Friday. Play a game Saturday. And that's the way he did it for a long period of time. James Franklin really does sort of the same thing. They do a walkthrough on Sunday. Monday's off. Tuesday they'll hit some. Wednesday a little bit. Thursday not at all. Friday's a walkthrough. Yeah, at some point you do have to hit. I mean, they went out yesterday. Yesterday morning they hit. Yesterday evening they didn't. In the two-a-day. You know, they'll probably do some hitting tonight, tomorrow. They'll probably do some hitting in the morning, not so much in the evening, and then they have a scrimmage set for Saturday.
Steve, before
Sunday and Monday off.
Steve, before we wrap up, there's a line of severe storms that are just coming into the region. Actually, they just passed over the Sunbury Motor Studio just a few moments ago. So as you're heading out and heading home for the day, be aware of that. Again, some strong storms coming through the area in the next hour.
They already came through here, okay?
I know.
I mean, seriously, don't panic the passengers.
It's more of an information session than a panic session.
Yeah, but you make it sound like...
There's severe weather coming through the area. Now that would be a little bit of overkill. Agreed.
Now, there's a possibility of some localized flooding with some of these storms, so just be aware of that as you travel through.
Yeah.
A little calmer demeanor would not hurt you. Now, admittedly, I probably sound like I'm in a coma, but that's all right.
There's a fine line between calm and comatose.
Fine line between calm and you.
No, there's not.
I'm talking about me.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, no fine line there. That's a great big line.
Jack was laughing about that yesterday at practice. Somebody says, hey, Steve, you got a game tonight? He says, yeah, I'll go over there in about 5 minutes.
First pitch is 7:05. It was 7 o'clock.
No, I was on the air at 6:35. It was like 10 after 6 at the time. I said, yeah, I'm going to go over in 5 minutes. We'll be good. And Jack's like, he says, it's all ice in there, isn't there? I said, oh, yeah, we're good. You're rolling your eyes.
Yes, I am. You don't need a webcam to guess that. Or Periscope.
So, are you going to put a webcam in here, or do I have to do something on Periscope every day now, or what am I doing?
I'll let you know.
You'll let me know?